Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, I'm Cindy Linden, and this is the Cook Along Podcast. Today is an experiment. I don't really expect you to cook this along with me because we're cooking, I'm cooking okra. Okay, so here's what happened. I have a friend who is a cook, and she subscribes to a magazine called Cook's Country, which is cool. It's a really cool magazine. And they did an article on okra. Now, I've had okra in my life, maybe once, I don't know, maybe twice. My mother put it in tomato-based soup when I was a kid, and I only remember that happening one time, but it could have happened more than one time. What I remember is sort of flavorless. Well, no, it tasted like the red tomato broth of the soup, and there was no point in it being there. There was no purpose to the okra that I could discern. Except that maybe it was a vegetable that was supposed to go into the vegetable soup and be good for you. I don't know. Anyway, my friend was talking about this Cook's Country article. They had touted every part of the okra plant as edible and healthy. The flower, the leaves, the stems, the whatever. Not just the little pepper-shaped things that are what we think of as okra, but the whole plant. And this person who wrote this article really liked it. And my friend decided to follow the recipe that came with this article about roasting it. And I know that almost any vegetable is improved by roasting it. It brings out the sweetness and a little char makes it a little crispier, a little sweet, a little just nice. It's a really nice way to do a vegetable. So she said that she had done this and that her husband, who really was opposed to even contemplating eating okra, tried it and, well, she said he ate a fistful of them, not all at once, but one after the other. So this is a good sign. She went to the store and bought me some okra because she thought I might want to try it too. I don't know why, but I have really negative associations with okra. And once she had started to talk to me about it, I started doing my own research about it. And I have to tell you that online, the most frequently used word to describe okra is slimy. And what it says is things like how to cook it in order to minimize the slime, how to make your okra less slimy. There's, in a Google search, article after article that all use the word slimy with okra. And this is not encouraging to me. But my friend issued kind of a challenge and said, I'm going to buy these for you. I'm not going to make you pay for them because maybe you'll hate it. So she bought me, I'm going to count here, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. 13 okras. And I am going to cook them. And the primary thing here really isn't about cooking them as much as it is about tasting them. If you want to play along, you are so invited to do that. You need a few okra, up to maybe a pound. If you know you like it and you've never roasted it, well, then maybe you should do this with me. If you don't know if you like it, or if you know you don't like it, then you probably just want to listen, because what I'm going to do is throw this together really quickly, put them in the oven and roast them, and then take them out, and we'll do a taste test. And I will also have pictures of the various stages of this process on my website, thecookalongpodcast.com, and eventually it'll get posted to Facebook as well. And hopefully, at that point, I can get some comments about it, because I just want to know what other people do with their okra and whether the sliminess is something that's good. I'm thinking it's not. I guess the stuff that makes it slimy is considered a thickener. So when you put it in the soup or a broth or something, it makes it a little thicker. And I can see how that might be good, but then why do you want this green thing in there? So I'm a skeptic. And I'm going to see, only because my friend challenged me and bought me this okra that now I have to do something with. This can be made into something not only edible, but tasty. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut off the very end, the blossom end, I guess you'd call it. I'm going to cut it off at what looks to be a natural separation point. And then I'm going to cut off the very tiny tip, because it looks like it's been around and it's dry. And I'm going to do that for all 13 of my little okras here. This, I think, is the first time I've ever cooked something that I was pretty sure I didn't like. And certainly, this is the first time I've podcast that, because mostly when I do a podcast, I do it because it's something so good that I really am excited to share it. This is not falling in that category. I don't even know if I need to really cut off this top end, but I think I do. So I'm doing it. Like I said, the only reason I'm cutting off the tips is because they're a little bit sort of shriveled and black, kind of. And I just can't imagine that that's supposed to be in there. Now, these are all about the same diameter. They're different lengths, but they're about the same diameter, which I'm guessing is good because we're going to roast, and it's always helpful to have roasted vegetables all be about the same size. The article in Cook's Country suggests we cut them in half lengthwise. So I'm going to do that. I've seen roasted okra recipes which don't do that. They just roast the whole thing. But this one suggests that by cutting them in half and roasting them with the cut side down, you get a little crispy edge. So the crispy edge is always a good thing on most anything. And so I'm going to cut them in half lengthwise. They have seeds inside. They look a lot like peppers, like a jalapeno or something, except the seeds are bigger and rounder. They almost look like fruit rather than seeds. But there's a membrane, and the seeds are attached to the membrane. And I will have a picture of that on my website as well. It smells like, it actually smells good. They smell, once they're cut, they smell like a sort of flowery pepper. And by flower, I mean floral. Not flour like you bake with, but a kind of a floral pepper-like. And smells really fresh and smells like it would be crisp. By the way, I read something that somebody said they just eat these right off the plant, raw. They just eat them. Oh, golly. Okay, so the experiment's not complete, I guess, unless I do that. So I'm cutting the tiniest, tiniest little sliver off. Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so. No, It's not terrible, but it's very green. I don't know. I guess I could eat that. But no, I'm not going to proceed. Moving on. So now I have these sliced open okra. And I'm going to put them in a bowl. I don't know whether to keep the little seeds that fell out. I guess that's silly. And I'm going to put just a tiny bit of vegetable oil on them. And I think I am going to use just vegetable oil and not a fancy oil, because the point is to taste the okra. And because I'm cooking this at a fairly high temperature, and I don't want to risk using an oil that'll smoke. So just a tiny drizzle of canola oil is what I'm putting on here. And then I'm going to toss it with my hands to get that canola oil spread around. Trying to discern if I'm seeing any of the slime factor, and I can't. Yes, actually, oh yeah. Oh, I don't want to even think about that. Yeah, the insides, yeah. If they get connected to each other and then you pull them apart, it sort of strings like mozzarella, but it looks more like spider web. I don't want to think too hard about it. Okay. I'm going to wash the oil off my hands. And I'm going to add to this bowl some kosher salt. I'm just going to sort of sprinkle it over there. And a little fresh ground pepper. Not very much, just a little. A couple of grinds. And I think because it seems like a good idea, some garlic powder. Because why not? Really, you know, certainly isn't going to hurt it. I don't have any idea how much I used, but the truth is it probably doesn't matter because if you're making this, you probably have a different number of okra than the 13 that I do. So now I'm going to toss it again so that those seasonings get spread around, and I'm going to put them on my baking sheet. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do these in my toaster oven, so now I'm going to turn my toaster oven on to 425 and let it preheat. And while it's preheating, I'm putting these okras cut side down onto this baking sheet. Now, one of the problems here I can see, they mentioned this in the article, and I'll tell you why in a minute, is that even though the diameter is about the same on each of them, so they're all about the same height in the pan as I lay them out here, they are all whiter at the top and narrower at the tip, which means the tip is going to cook a lot faster and potentially, I guess, could burn before the thicker part actually even gets tender enough to eat. So what I'm going to do, okay, I just need space for one more, kids. Move up. There we go. I left a bunch of the seeds in the bowl, and you know they're funny little things. They're completely round. Seeds I think of as being flat. These look more like teeny tiny little bobo pearls. Very strange. Or fish eggs. I don't want to think about that either. Anyway, the article in Cook's Country suggested that we put some foil over the top of this pan because that will allow the okra to steam a little bit. So it'll be starting to get crisp and brown on the bottom, but it also helps steam the top. So these are going to roast at 425 for a total of about 35, 40 minutes. And the recipe suggests that we start it with the foil over the top and let it cook that way for 15 to 17 minutes or so. I don't know how I didn't know when to stop. So I'll do it for 17 minutes with the foil. And then we take the foil off and do another 7 to 12 minutes to let it kind of brown and do that caramelizing thing that happens when you roast a vegetable. So in it goes. I have left the rack right in the middle because if I was doing it in a regular oven, the recipe said that's what to do, is put it in the middle of the oven. So now I'm going to go away and I'll be back when we take the foil off. So about 17 minutes by my clock.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, so 17 minutes have gone by, and I am pulling this out just far enough to take the foil off. I'll tell you, it smells good. It doesn't look especially pretty, but it smells good. It smells like the garlic powder and like some kind of fresh vegetable, which I guess is exactly what it is. Now I'm going to put it back in the oven and set the timer. Let's do this time 12 minutes. Let's see what that does. Hi, I'm back early because I just went back to look at the recipe in the magazine, which I took a photograph of. And it says that the steaming part with the foil should be 12 to 15 minutes. So I did a little longer than I needed to. And that you can tell when it's time to take the steam off because they're bright green. And then the second part, which it's doing right now, it says remove foil and roast until cut sides are well browned, 7 to 12 minutes. So I'm on the outside of that. That would mean that they're overcooked. So I think I'm going to reduce the time by about 2 minutes. So it'll be 17 minutes for the first part, which is probably too much, and 10 minutes for the second part, which may be right on the money. And then it says we have to leave it to rest on the sheet for 5 minutes. I don't know what that's about. I'm taking it out about 30 seconds earlier than I meant to because it smells like it's burning. Well, they look really interesting. They smell a little burned. And I'm supposed to now leave them right where they're at with the cut sides down on the cookie sheet for 5 minutes. So I'm going to go away again and set a timer for 5 minutes. Okay. The moment is here. I will tell you, they smelled good while they were cooking. They look kind of beautiful. They're crispy on the bottom where they were against the pan, and they're kind of soft on the back part. They smell like, I don't know, green beans or something. Well, you know what? That's really interesting. They're like, what is that like? Maybe a little like zucchini if you roast it, but there's more flavor to it. I'm going to open up the mic and get some more opinions from other people in my house. Taste test time. Tell me what you think of this. It's kind of like there's a delayed, it's like you can't taste it and then it tastes all of a sudden. Oh, the first one is gone. She's reaching for a second one. Does it taste like something familiar to you?
Tastes like a vegetable.
It does.
Like kale, maybe.
Kale. Kale, that's what it tastes like. Kale. That's absolutely, it's got a tiny bit of bitterness to it. I don't hate them. I'm on my third one. You want another one? Yeah. You know what? If you added some something with a little heat, like a tiny bit of red pepper or a little cumin, maybe? No. She says no.
No, they got a little spice to them.
They do, don't they? The crispy end pieces are kind of fun. She's holding out her hand for more. Okay, I guess these worked. Who'd have thought?
You know what?
burgers and fries, burgers and okra. I wonder how they are with ketchup.
Something did suggest putting some kind of dipping sauce with them, like a mayonnaise-based thing, but I don't think I'd want to do that. All right, so if you taste them, I'm going to have you tell me what you think of it. Just try it. Oh, you got a crunchy one.
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
I want more salt.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Nice and crispy, crunchy. Tastes like crispy, crunchy chips. They're okay. Good. I like them.
Okay. I would say this was a success. I don't know that I'll ever do it again. I like the crunchy tips. I do. Well, anyway, there you have it. Roasted okra with salt, pepper, and a little garlic powder. Pretty easy to do. An interesting flavor. A little bit bitter, a little bit spicy. A little bit crunchy, a little bit soft. That's a little of everything. I will leave you to decide on your own whether you want to experiment with this. If you would visit my Facebook page or the website where this podcast will be posted and leave me comments, I would love to hear what you think of okra and why and how you cook it. And meanwhile, until next time, happy cooking!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.